Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Ian Happ, 23 bombs on the year and hits one right on a button over to left fielder's head and one hops into the ivy. Sheets did not think he hit it that hard and it went right over his head. Two-out double for Ian Happ, and that is as hard a ball as he's hit in the series.
Gold Glove Award winner.
The Cubs have won the ball game. They have won the National League Wild Card Series battle against San Diego. Not surprisingly, it went right down to the final at-bat.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
We got playoff baseball. We got end of the year. Where do you want to start?
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Something tells me that there was a lot of toasting with Ian Happ yesterday. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we are happy to have our weekly visit with Ian Happ, and it's just a little late because, well, they had a playoff series to win. Ian, of course, the Gold Glove left fielder, that was shown yesterday, and he also, of course, hosts the Compound Podcast, which you can hear through Odyssey and the Odyssey app, and he joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. So download that Circa app today. Ian, how are you today?
I am good. It was a fun night last night. Awesome atmosphere at Wrigley the last 3 days. And nice to have a day off today. But yeah, it was pretty good last night.
I'm so curious as to the celebration last night versus what we saw in Pittsburgh. It seemed like more of the alcohol that was shared was ending up on people and on the floor than actually being ingested. Is that an accurate portrayal of what happened last night?
There was some ingested. That's for sure. I think the difference between, you know, when you clinch going to the playoffs, it's kind of a celebration of the season, celebration of the long grind. And when you win a playoff series, it's.
Oh no! Did we lose Ian?
Uh oh.
The Cylons have taken Ian.
There he goes.
Poor guy. I hope he's okay.
I know, and here he is joining us after what sounded like a pretty good evening.
Yeah,
I guess a little bit more happened than what we just saw in the post-game show.
Sounded like he could use a handful of Connect roaster beans.
You know? Ian, yeah. You drinking any Connect coffee this morning?
Man. I'm drinking it right now.
So there was some alcohol ingested. I got that impression because PCA's What's Up Everybody, when he did the video for MLB and Cubs social media, may have indicated that he might have had one or two.
Yeah, well, the combination of champagne and Budweiser is it's an interesting one. You don't usually mix that around.
It's a lot of bubbles.
Beer before liquor, never sicker, or something like that.
Liquor
I don't know. Do
beer,
we
never
is champagne?
Fear. I don't think it matters
liquor.
Anymore. I
yeah,
don't know.
Champagne's never even in that saying. That's the problem.
Yeah, I tried. You know what I mean? That's my thing. Sometimes I try just a little bit too hard. Ian, what were you guys thinking on the field when that ninth inning comes around? And we know how successful Brad Keller has been this year, but he gives up the home run to Jackson Merrill, and then things start to get messy out there. What is the feeling in such what felt like a very fragile moment in that game?
Yeah, I think the home run was nothing. I think, you know, when he's in there competing in the zone, the guy gets him. That's part of it, especially pitching with a 3-run lead. You know, just want him to be aggressive and go after guys. And then, you know, the walks, a couple of the hit by pitches there, and a little bit scattered. I think, you know, he had done such a great job in the first game. Then you're asking him to go two innings with a little bit of length, and he was getting up around 30 pitches, which is it's a lot to ask, especially the up down of the emotions. You know, going out for the eighth and then. The motions kind of regulating, then come back out for the ninth. So I thought Counts did a great job, and I thought Carson Kelly did a great job of talking multiple bullpen guys, talking to those guys and getting them right, and, you know, being able to go to Kit there. I think that was one of the advantages of doing the opener the day before, just a little bit of extra rest. I know it's not a ton, but the difference between going out and throwing the first inning and then being able to watch the game versus being in the bullpen waiting for the phone to ring for all that time, it's just a little bit different. So, yeah, for Kit to have a little bit of extra rest and be able to go out and get the last couple outs was great.
I love the Swiss Army knife of it all. And looking at that game last night and the energy and the electricity, how would you describe it and compare it to what you've seen in previous games at Wrigley?
Yeah, I mean, that's as loud and as electric of a 3 days as I think I've seen. You know, we had some great ones in 17. And, you know, the wild card game in 18 kind of, it was tight the whole way, and it was long, and it was into extras. But I think that's the loudest atmosphere, you know, I've been lucky enough to see here. And just from some of the people that were here, you know, some of the staff, were talking about kind of the loudest since those 15, 16 runs. So it was electric. It was electric the whole time. And I can't wait for more playoff baseball at Wrigley.
Yeah, I know, Ian. I've asked you this a couple times because I feel like it's important, and it's a rule in our business, and I hate it. You know, they say don't ask how does it feel, but for you, especially at this point in your career, knowing the gap that the Cubs had even from 2020, and you know, I think about that one game wild card loss to the Rockies in 18, to be able to have this opportunity of the 3-game series at home and to close it out in front of your home fans like you wanted. You said how important that was to you. How does this feel for you specifically to be able to be advancing in the playoffs?
Yeah, and it's special. I think, you know, we wanted to play home games at Wrigley for this fan base, and we achieved that. You know, I've been lucky to play in the postseason for this organization, but haven't clinched anything at Wrigley. You know, even the 17 division, 20 division, 17 DS, all of that was on the road. And so I haven't got to celebrate in front of these fans and see that and kind of experience that. And so it was just a super special moment to be able to see live, like, that fan reaction and see the stadium erupting, see all the W flags. And then after, to be able to go back out onto the field, you know, kind of after we celebrated, to see family, to see friends, and be able to do that at Wrigley, on Wrigley, just really, you know, can't put it into words how much that means. And I think the most exciting part of it is, you know, we get to keep doing it. We get to keep doing it at Wrigley, and that's awesome.
Our segment with Ian is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
All right, let's get serious here, Ian, because there is actually a ball game tomorrow, which is just wild. There's not enough time to celebrate what just went down, and you guys do deserve to celebrate it. But it's looking like Freddie Peralta will be the guy on the mound for Milwaukee tomorrow, which and he is. We talk about a guy who has sustained amongst all those great pitchers that the Brewers have had through the years when Corbin Burns was there, and I know Brandon Woodruff is iffy for the series. Freddie has always been there, a Cy Young contender. How do you feel about this series, the craziness of it being Cubs Brewers and going up against Freddie Peralta tomorrow?
I mean, yeah, it's going to be a fun series. I think it's going to be a pretty, pretty electric atmosphere in both places. But, you know, Freddie's been great for a long time. He's been really, really good. He continues to, you know, pitch at an ace level. And that's why they've been such a good team. You know, they do have good staff. They've done great work out of the bullpen. And so, you know, we just faced a really good staff in San Diego. Their starters were really, really good. And their bullpen did a great job. The five-game series is a little bit different than the three-game series in that sense of how long starters have to go and how much bullpen usage there is. But I think the one thing that's a little bit different about this one is just we've played them quite a bit, and we've played them more recently, and we haven't played the Padres since April. And so, you know, having a little bit more experience with their bullpen and their team and a little bit more knowledge of their pitchers, I think, will help us offensively.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, just from having talked to you guys in the past, back when I was doing pre and post, like, players will always say, I think you said it, like, there's a sense of comfort playing in those ballparks. It's going to be rowdy and crazy, but when you guys are in St. Louis or Cincinnati or, in this case, Milwaukee, there's a sense of comfort. But I also wanted to ask you, Ian, too, you're grinding out good at bats. You had a hit yesterday. Do you feel like you're ready to kind of break out? Is it your turn, sir, to get some of the big the big hits in this series?
Hey, however it happens, however we can figure out a way to push more runs than they do. But the Padres, you know, they're a couple of tough matchups for me with Pivetta and Cease. That I haven't, you know, I haven't historically hit those guys very well. A little bit of a tough pitch mix, but yeah, I felt like the at bats were good. I was getting deep in counts. Mm-hmm. Wasn't quite getting the results that I wanted. But that's part of it. You know, you're going to go through a couple day stretches, and it just gets magnified in the playoffs because it's 2 or 3 days. You know, that was 2 tough days, and that's, it gets magnified.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, you know, my work's been really good, and you do everything you can to help, you know, maybe lay down a bunt like I did yesterday, whatever you can to help try to create runs. And that's the fun part of the playoffs, is if you have a bad day and you win the game, who cares?
I'm really curious, as we're joined by Ian Happ here on Raheemy Harrison Grody. Ian, what's your feelings on rest versus rust? Because you are coming off of such an emotional high, and you get a day to kind of reset but go right back at it. Meanwhile, the Brewers have been sitting around for almost a week.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the playoff atmosphere and the first couple times you do it, you know, there is, it's different, you know, it's different. And so feeling that and getting a chance to feel that, getting a chance to go through those moments, I think helps. You know, we're going to be up there tonight. We'll have a little workout. You know, that's part of, you know, staying fresh and continue to do it. Baseball is kind of an everyday sport, and I think that we have guys that are accustomed to doing that. So I feel like our guys are in a good spot for sure.
Ian, I saw the good deed. It got gossiped about in the bleachers. The last regular season game, you threw a ball up there and said thanks to the fans, and there was 100 wrapped in it for some drinks. What was your thought behind that? And did you find out what the crew and the bleachers got?
I'm sure it was beers, but yeah, it's the last 3 years I've done that for those guys. I think just their commitment to being out there every day. You know, there's a group of those guys that are out there 81 games. You know, it's incredible. And so just a little way for me to say thank you for their support and loyalty and consistency. And so I appreciate them. And if I can show that anyway, I will.
Well, and I know you probably don't care if it gets publicized, but that ended up being posted by Relish Brand. I know they posted on Instagram, and it did get a little bit of play in the stands. It's nice that we were able to ask you about that, too, on a day like this. But I know that's not necessarily the reason you do it.
Yeah, no, I do it because, you know, those they've supported me through ups and downs and been out there every single day. And to have a group of fans and a group of individuals that – no matter what, just unwavering support, you know, from when things were a little bit not so good here, when we were losing, when I was struggling, you know, they were always out there and always supportive and always positive. And so I've always just really, really appreciated that about kind of that group that sits behind me every day.
Ian, 13 hits yesterday for your group as a team, four guys with multiple hits. Do you feel like something is breaking out? You mentioned the fact that the Padres are just a tough matchup for anybody when it comes to pitching, especially that bullpen.
Yeah, I think that's a credit to our hitters for getting all those hits, but it's a credit to their bullpen for how difficult it is to score against them. You know, we had a bunch of guys on base and we're only able to push three runs. And that's a credit to those arms that they have. Because there's just so many strikeouts with that bullpen. They have electric stuff and they have the ability to do that. And a bunch of, you know, we've got a few sinker guys who are good at getting ground balls. So some double plays in there too, but I think our guys just, you know, you get a couple of days of seeing the same guys and the ability to start swinging it like that. I know that just there's a little bit of confidence there from getting those hits and getting those playoff hits out of the way and kind of breaking the seal.
Yeah, Ian, there was some heavy duty controversy in the ninth inning with a certain Xander Bogaerts at the plate and the home plate umpire DJ Rayburn badly missing a call, a ball that was low. And I have to tell you what I thought in the moment. I was like, yeah, that's a bad call. But guess what? It's nice that for once one of these weird things didn't go against the Cubs, and you guys have had your fair share of games where the home plate ump was missing everything. What did you guys make of that moment and the Padres' angst in the moment? And then apparently, and I don't even know if you know about this, but they were going off on the umps as they were walking off the field at Wrigley after that game.
Yeah, I think it's an emotional that's an emotional moment. And I think that with your season on the line and in that situation, you know, tensions were definitely high. You know, I didn't, it's hard to see that from left field. And it's hard to see kind of the, where it is exactly. And Karst did a good job of catching that ball, that's kind of, you know, that's part of the game. And I think DJ back there did a great job pretty much that whole game. There's when you see, you know, he's seeing 300 pitches in that game.
Yeah.
There's going to be a couple missed ones. It's nice when it goes your way. And in that situation, to get that out was huge. And obviously the tensions is just like in that moment, you know, that they're going to be a little bit elevated. I thought the umpires did a good job of handling that situation. I thought they did a good job handling the whole series. Just, you don't ever want somebody to get thrown out in the playoff game. And they did a really good job of just being able to calm it down and not take anything too far.
Ian, there's a story that also came out on Monday in The Athletic, thanks to Patrick Mooney, talking about the workflow that you discussed and Nico discussed with Craig Counsell when it came to trying to improve that. How did you see that take place, and what exactly changed from the conversation you had?
Can you elaborate a little bit more? Workflow?
Yeah, it was your workspace workflow in the dugout.
Oh, kind of the dugout change?
Yes.
Yeah, that was something that we had been talking about for a little while. Just when the new dugout was installed. And I think I'm the only guy that was able to experience the old dugout. In 17 was the last year of the old dugout. It was just really tiny, and there was nowhere to go. And so I don't know. You guys remember the pitchers? Some of the starting pitchers would sit up on like coolers at the top there, and it was just this really intimate setting. It was a lot closer to home plate as well, the old dugout. And so you felt like you were right on top of the hitter. Everybody had to be together and tight-knit and talking in the dugout. There's a couple stadiums that are like that in the big leagues. You know, the Coliseum was one in Oakland that was really tight. And San Diego's a little bit like that, too, on the visiting side. And I just felt like it kept the group really close during the game and kept everybody on top of each other, kept everybody communicating. Now we have this massive dugout that's really nice, but it would kind of separate guys. There was times where there would be a group of guys on one set of benches kind of down the third baseline, and then we had this bench kind of closer to the bat rack and closer to the hitter. But if you were sitting down below, you couldn't see the game. And so, you know, on cold days, guys would be down there trying to get warm, but you couldn't see what was happening. And so it was kind of, how can we make this a more cohesive environment? How can we make it so that you can interact, so that you can have a little bit more freedom to walk around in there? And so we talked to counts about it. We talked, and the engineers and everybody actually worked together on this from front office to Crane, and were able to kind of come up with this plan of getting rid of that bench that was closer, having a stairs where everybody, and now you can walk through the dugout a lot easier, but you can also see the game if you're sitting down below, you know, looking at the pitcher or previous at bat. I think it makes that space a lot more functional.
Man, that's a good use of design solution. That's really cool. That article, in case you're interested, also listeners, obviously, just came out in The Athletic earlier this week. Ian, thank you so much. Congratulations on the Wild Card Series win. We look forward to the NLDS.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Ian.
That's Ian Happ. I'm sure he is continuing to enjoy his Connect Roasters coffee. You can get it at Steingold and other establishments. And Ian, kind enough to join us via the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. And this segment is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. This is a huge weekend for Wagertainment. As we mentioned, the baseball playoffs, a big part of it. No better person to help us out than Joe Ostrowski. Joe O, next on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.